So last night, I almost got you to jump back on the air at like 9 or 10 o'clock because there was this huge fight going on Twitter between Drake and Michael Jackson.
Point of order, please, if you don't mind. Michael Jackson's dead.
Right, but no, the fans of Michael Jackson versus Drake's fans.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And the issue is, who's a bigger star?
Oh, that's interesting.
So who has sold the most records? Who's going to, at the end of this, in 100 years, what are we going to look back and say, who was the bigger star?
Here's the problem. We don't know yet is the answer to that, because Drake hasn't been around long enough. You know, Michael Jackson was around since he was a fetus. Remember, he was in the Jackson 5 first. He was, you know, he's like an icon. He's one of the most iconic musicians of all time. Drake has the potential to be that level of iconic, but Drake has only been making hits for, you know, a fraction of the time that Michael Jackson made hits. So it's not about album sales or downloads now. And also, it's kind of skewed now. If you think of it like this, when Michael Jackson was selling albums, it was a big deal to like leave your house, go to Tower Records, buy a CD or an album before that. You know, so if he sold a million or 2 million or 3 million, that was a very big deal. And it was way more expensive because you had to buy the whole album. Mm-hmm. If Drake sells a million units, that just means somebody hit download on their Spotify. You know, not that it doesn't count, but it's less money because you're paying for Spotify. You basically get the song for free. You know, it's not the same thing. You really can't compare the two.
So when I first saw this, I went, what are you talking about? It's not even the same ballpark. This is not even close. Michael, his record has stood for 37 years.
Right.
With Thriller. But now looking into it, because the first time I saw it, I went, people are insane. It's not even a fight. But Drake outranks Michael Jackson with the most number one albums. He's had 10 to Michael's 6.
Right, but that's my point. It's easy to have a number one album when you just have to hit download. It's a bigger deal to leave your house, walk over to Tower Records, buy the album. It's really expensive. I don't have the money. I'm just going to borrow my friends and put it on tape. You know what I mean? I don't know that you're not comparing apples to apples here. Do you know what I'm saying?
But you are when it comes to top 10 singles.
Drake has 9 number one songs.
Top 10 singles, though. Let's go top 10 singles.
Okay.
He's had 54 to Michael Jackson's 30.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
That's a crazy number. Most consecutive weeks on the Billboard Top Hot 100, 431, and the most Hot 100 entries at 258. Drake's got hits.
Oh, no, there's no question that Drake has hits. I mean, he's an icon for his time.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, how long has Drake been making music versus how long Michael Jackson made music?
So now Billboard is coming out saying Drake in 2021 is now as big as Michael Jackson or the Beatles at their peak.
Yeah, I mean, I see what they mean. I don't disagree with that. You know, when you count fan base and how fans feel about you. And I think Michael Jackson lost a lot of fans after the documentary and after all of his scandals. So I don't know that Michael Jackson has the same verve that, you know, Drake is so beloved. I mean, everybody loves Drake. That's the thing about Drake. Drake has something that Michael Jackson didn't. Michael Jackson did, his music did cover like certain generations, but literally like my grandma likes Drake and my 5-year-old niece likes Drake.
But when Drake goes to pick a foreign country, it's not stopping the world like when Michael Jackson went.
Right. But I think a lot of that's social media also, because we didn't get a lot of Michael Jackson. Like you got a moment with Michael Jackson when he came to your town, because there wasn't social media. There wasn't TikTok. There wasn't Instagram. Drake does those kinds of things, but he does them on social media, and his hits and views should be compared. Mm-hmm. You know, Drake does something and there's like millions of views. I think that's the same thing as all the people who show up to see Michael Jackson.
I had no idea Drake was that big of a star.
Oh, yeah, you did. I mean, everyone knew this. This has been talked about for a while, and you and I have been in music radio for so long. I mean, you had to realize that, you know, Drake was having this kind of impact. But, you know, think about it. So
not really. Drake, I mean, I knew Michael. My parents knew Michael Jackson. I guarantee my parents don't know who Drake is. So
right.
That's what I think is the difference. But
no, but that's my point, because Drake has been making music since 2001. Hmm. So 20 years, which is a lot. I mean, that's a lot. But and that's really like early mixtapes and that kind of thing. So his first real music breakthrough wasn't until 2010. So it's only 11 years. Michael Jackson made music. He's still, I mean,
when he was 11, he was making hits.
Exactly.
Songs.
Right. Exactly. So I don't think you can compare a career that spanned 50 years to a career that's only been going for 11 years. Mm-hmm. You know, talk to me in 20 years when Drake is probably at that level.
If he's still around.
Oh, no, he'll definitely still be around. But that's why he'll still be around. That's my point. Because he's so beloved by everybody, and he doesn't have any of those skeletons. Yeah, we don't think he has skeletons in his closet. If he did, we'd know by now. Mm-hmm. People have dug enough into his Twitter and social media and his history that anything that there is to know about Drake, we already know. You know, there's no accusations. He's just a really good guy that people in the industry love. You know, and then also Michael Jackson collaborated with Paul McCartney and Madonna and, you know, along the way a little bit. Drake collaborates with everybody. Mm-hmm. Like every time an album comes out with a rapper, there's always a feature with Drake.
Let me see how good you are with the Grammys. See if the Grammys got it right or got it wrong with the best new artist. Let's see if you can figure out who was the best new artist of these years.
Okay.
See if you got them right. In 1970, on the ticket was Chicago, Led Zeppelin, Crosby, Stills, and Nash, Oliver, or the Neon Philharmonic.
I only heard of two of those.
Well, Crosby, Stills, Nash, Chicago, and Led Zeppelin.
Oh, Chicago. Yeah, you know what? It's funny. I had this before where somebody said Chicago, and I was like, that's a band. But I do. Once they played me the music, I was like, oh, yeah, I know Chicago.
Yeah. So who won that year?
Best new band?
Best new artist.
That year, I'm going to go with, I mean, I would choose Led Zeppelin, but I'm thinking it's Chicago.
Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
Really?
Yeah, I was surprised by that. 1979. The Cars, Elvis Costello, A Taste of Honey, Toto, or Chris Rea?
Best new artist.
Best new artist. So you had The Cars, you had Toto, Elvis Costello, Taste of Honey. Who won?
This is tough because I know that The Cars are always the spoilers. Like whenever we talk about the MTV Video Music Awards and we're like, you know, Madonna, Britney Spears, you know, Christina Aguilera, the cars are always the ones that are the most popular. Mm-hmm. So if that's the case, I'm going to go with Elvis Costello.
Because you would think Elvis Costello, when he came out, a Grammy favorite, because he was not the norm. He was a little different. No, A Taste of Honey.
What is that even?
Exactly.
I never even heard of that.
They won Best New Artist. Okay, 1982. We're getting more current now.
Okay.
Adam and the Ants, The Go-Go's.
Wait, hang on. Is that the name of the band? Isn't it just Adam Ant?
Adam Ant and the Ants, I guess the real name was. But
it's Adam and the Ants?
Yeah.
I thought it was just Adam Ant.
Adam and the Ants.
Okay.
The Go-Go's. James Ingram, Luther Vandross or Sheena Easton?
Oh, that's tough because, okay, let me weed them out. Definitely not Adam and the Ants, because that was, they had like one song and it was new wave and that was just too esoteric. Same thing with Luther Vandross. I think even though now we know he's iconic, I think his music was R&B and that was it. So it has to be somebody that appealed to, I never heard of James Ingram, so I'm canceling him out.
So now you have the Go-Go's and Sheena Easton.
Okay. I'm going to go with, oh, this is tough. I'm only going to go with the, I want to go with the Go-Go's because Belinda Carlisle was so beloved, but Sheena Easton was so like.
She had a half a hit though.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, the Go-Go's had a lot more hits.
Sheena Easton.
No, I was going to say the Go-Go's.
Sheena Easton won that year. She had a half a hit. Okay, so 1992 now, Mark Cohn, Walking in Memphis Guy.
Okay.
Boys to Men, CNC Music Factory, Color Me Bad, or Seal.
Ooh.
They were all up for Best New Artist for the Grammys.
Best New Artist.
Mark Cohn, Boys to Men, CNC Music Factory, Color Me Bad, or Seal.
I mean, I feel like it has to be Seal because he had so many hits and that album was huge. And Mark Cohen had one song.
Yeah, but Boys to Men, look at the hits they had.
Oh, that's true. Maybe Boy. Okay, so Best New Artist. Okay, it's between Boys to Men and Seal. Again, CNC Music Factory, one song. Color Me Bad. I think they had one song. I'm still going to go with Seal.
Mark Cohn.
What? What is going on? Wow.
That was 1992. Okay. 2005. Now we're getting more current. You got the Los Lonely Boys.
Right.
Josh Stone. Maroon 5. Kanye West. Gretchen Wilson.
Okay. Now you are venturing into my time in the music industry. Mm-hmm. See, when you said to me initially, my Grammy knowledge, I had to be honest that my Grammy knowledge prior to, like, let's say 2001 is garbage.
Okay, so now this is 2005.
Yeah, no, I know that it's Maroon 5.
Very good. How'd you know that?
Because like I said, I'm telling you, that's my milieu. Once you hit the 2000s, game on.
I'm surprised you didn't go with Kanye West.
I don't know. I don't think Kanye West was ever that beloved in the industry. I don't think Kanye West ever got Best New Artist.
He was pissed probably that year.
Yeah, I think he never, I'm going to go with he never got Best New Artist. I don't know how many Grammys. I think he won a bunch of Grammys, but I know that he was not Best New Artist.
All right, 2014 now.
Oh, bring it.
Macklemore, James Blake, Kendrick Lamar, Kacey Musgraves, or Ed Sheeran?
Okay, here's the trick to this. Ed Sheeran wasn't the Ed Sheeran we know now. He had only had the Angels Will Fly, whatever, about the girl that took heroin. That was really his only song. And while I think he eventually did win some Grammys, he did. He wasn't Best New Artist yet.
But when people went to see him live, they were like, what the hell did I just see?
Yeah, I know. And let me also say that Kendrick Lamar, who eventually won a Pulitzer and Grammys and is probably one of the most important artists of his generation, he was not recognized yet. 2014, it was still not him. And that year was a huge upset because everybody thought that it was going to be either Kendrick Lamar or Kacey Musgraves. Because remember, that was when country started doing the big crossover thing. So everybody was like, you know, Kacey Musgraves definitely has the juice. And I remember the dress she wore to the Grammys that year. People went nuts for her. It was Macklemore.
Very good. You are good with the post-2001s.
Yeah. This was when I was doing music radio and I was the entertainment reporter. This was the stuff I had to know. And I had to know why, who won and who didn't win. In fact, you know, what's funny is I remember a couple of years before the big you skipped over, I think it was, I want to say like 2011 or 2012, one of those 2 years. Mm-hmm. The big upset that year is, you know, my favorite artist, J. Cole, was up, but we knew he was never going to win because, again, like way too inside baseball. That was Nicki Minaj's big year. So people were like, oh, it's totally going to be Nicki Minaj. And it was Bon Iver. And people were like, who the hell is Bon Iver? Like, nobody even heard. It was like this alternative guy. I think they used his song in some movie at the time, like Garden State or one of those stupid movies. And people were like, who is this guy? And then within a couple of years, we started hearing about Bon Iver. And he still to this day, like, has not had the career that J. Cole, Nicki Minaj, or any of the other people he was up against that year have had. So there've been a lot of those weird choices for artist of the year in those 2010s that were just like, huh?